brace and put different sized bits in it, you know, and turn it. Mm-hmm.
I see, yeah. You know, when a farmer was going to break his land for the first time, what kind of plow would he use?
Put on a turning plow. When he used old Georgia stocks, he called them twisters. Just throw the dirt one way. But we kind of got up to what they called a turning plow, Oliver Goober.
A what?
Oliver Goober.
That's what, that's a turning plow?
Yeah, Oliver made them, you know, and they called them the Oliver Goober. I got old enough now, Johnny.
Were there any other kind of plows that you used?
Well, no, not to break with. Of course, later, finally, we got to using discs and such as that with tractors around here. New days. And when we went to work our crops out, we used sweeps, and then we got to what we call a heel sweep. Put a little bitty plow on the head of it, and then a heel sweep back here. And then as it grows bigger, we get a little bigger plow.
Go ahead.
Maybe when we went to lay by, we'd use a turning plow and lay the dirt up to it. Make a good big bed up around it.
Ever heard of anything called a middle buster?
Yeah, I let my cousin have one I had here. He all had it to George down to Loosedale. 12-inch middle buster. And you suppose just run one fur to lay you. I had mine listed. What I mean by listing is take on two furs and then leave a bulk in there. Then I had a big horse that would walk that bulk, you know, and I'd knock that out and I'd make it, you know, plant down in that. I'd get down in there and take my fertilizer distributor and a plow on it that was freshening that up where it wouldn't be hard. And put out the fertilizer back here, drop my corn in that, and take a little hair or something and cover that back. And then as the corn growed up, we'd work the dirt to it.
Did you have a double shovel?
Well, that's what a middle buster is. It turns the dirt either way. Turns it both ways.
What about these, you know, these wooden frames that carpenters use? It looks kind of like that right there. Frame like that. Right up here.
Draw a horse?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Did farmers ever have any...
Well, they had them if they done any building around, you know, to stand up on. Mm-hmm. Get up on that, his plank up there, get up on his scaffold. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And he'd have his ladder to climb up with. Get up on the house.
That's it, yeah. When you get up in the morning, something that you might use to straighten your hair with, you might use either a comb or a...
Well, comb or a brush.
If you're using a brush, you say you're going to...
Brush your hair. Yeah.
Did you ever shave with a straight razor?
Yes, sir.
What did you have to sharpen it on?
Well, I'd get somebody to hone it and get it ready, you know. Shave it and have a strap. Razor strap. I use now these little fellas got a handle to them, and not the safety razor, but a little made to it,
right.
You know, shave you about three times. I ought to shave me. My beard's pretty tough.
Right, I know what you're talking about.
Get three of them for a dollar.
Right. Yeah. Talking about sharpening things, if you wanted to sharpen your axe, did you ever use any kind of wheel?
Yeah, grinding rock. Grind rock or file. File up there.